Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yevamot Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Achoto dechatav bakaret lamali. Picking up right in the middle of our discussion, which is examining the various formulations of the Arayot. Why does the Torah tell us that you get karet for relations with your sister, which, after all, we already have the pasuk that all the arayot are already combined? The answer is to show you that there's an individual karet for each one, and therefore, if it was b'shogeg and it was all behelam achad, you have to bring multiple chataot. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Kochai Vechreitot Bechlala, Yuvala Meyatzta Karet Pachoto, but Rabbi Yitzchak, basically in Masechet Makot, we have a machloket whether or not somebody who's Chayav Kretot can have Makot and thus be exempt from the Kretot. Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't. How do I know that? Because all of Chayav Kretot were in the generic group of Arayot. And then it's mentioned explicitly in the case of Achotol, Dunobu Charet Velob Makot, to tell you only Karet and not Makot. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak says the reason that karet is written explicitly in the case of achoto is to tell you the rule about all karetot that makot doesn't apply. And this is called a rashi bechlal, v'yatzamina klal lamed lo lamed asma yatza, lamed ala klal kulo yatza. That which is included in a generic group and then is singled out is there to teach about every member of the group. Now, l'chalek manalan, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he get this principle that Rabbi Yochanan got from achoto, which is that every individual component is a separate liability? The answer is nafka le mivel isha benidat tumata. Isha benidat tumata. L'chayva kol isha v'isha. Every individual woman. So if you forgot about the laws of nida and you had relations with several wives of yours who are nida, you chayav for each one. So in the case of dodato, your uncle's wife, it says arim yihyu, which means childless, something like that. Why does it say that? The rabba, in one of the other arayot, it says they will die arim. Why does it say that? Hakeitzad. Yesh lo banim kovran. So if you already had children, the children will die. Ein lo banim holechari. If you don't have children, you'll never have children. Starach mechto arim yu, but starach mechto arim yamutu. Both are needed. Yikada rachman arim yu, haviyameina ad chet'e. If it only said arim yu, then I would think that that's only true that the sons that you had until the time you did the chait would die. In other words, at the time you did the chait, you become an ariri, no children. But afterwards, you could have more children that you have afterwards will live. That's why it says you'll die childless. I might think that only the children are born after your sin will die. Mikaralo, children are born beforehand will live. Tzricha, to tell you both. Back to Ha'ara. Ha'ara the Chayvei Lavin Menalan. How do we know that Ha'ara is also a violation in Chayvei Lavin, as we saw in our Mishnah? The answer is Midigali Rachman Hashikvat Zeraga B'Shivcha Harufa. And here we have the opposite principle that utilized by Rabbi Yitzchak, which is that when something is part of a group and it's singled out, it's there to highlight the rest of the group as being different. The Torah tells you in the context of a Shivcha Harufa in Parshat Kedoshim, that if a man had relations with her shichvat zera, which means full bia, so why does it say it there? Michlal dechabilavin mahara. So that tells you that every other violation of a lav is bihara, and here the Torah had to tell you, but in this case you're only chayav if you had full bia. So adarabah, the opposite. The fact that the Torah says that chayara is sufficient in Chayvei Kretot to get you karet, for instance, in Nida and Esherach, as we saw, Chal the Chayvei Lavin v'gmar bia. That tells you that the Chayvei Lavin demands more, a full bia. Ravashim came to Nishtok Kram, Shivcha Harufa. The counter is, then let the Torah not say anything about Shivcha Harufa, and then we would know that just like all other cases, you need gmar bia. Okay, that's good. How do we know that in that area of forbidden relationships to a Kohen, Ha'ara is enough for the violation? Because it says, Ishki kachet achoto, and in the case of the Kohanim, lo yikachu, ishagu shavincha, etc. So the word kicha is parallel with arayot and isurei kunat. Chayve ase menalan, how about chayve ase, like a mitzri rishon asheni, achya bia bia, it says lo yavo lahem bikal Hashem, and in the case of mamzer, it says lo yavo, and mamzer is alav. So now we're building a daisy chain. Yivama la shuk menalan. How do we know that a yivama, marrying somebody out without benefit of chalitza, violates the law with just he'ara? The answer is easy. Yilamandamar lav lav. Yilamandamar say asay. Question is yivama la shuk a lav? Or is it an isur asay? Either way, it follows the contours of other lavim and other asays, as we just proved. Let's bring it back home. How do we know that a Yavama having relations with the Yavam and only having Hara is enough? Answer is, Atya Bia Bia. Right? Yavama Yavo Aleha. Isha Levala Minalan. How do we know that in a regular marital relationship it's enough? Atya Kicha Kicha. Again, Kicha and Kikach Ish Isha. Okay, so now examining our psukim, Amarava. Lama Lilichata Rachmana Shikvat Zerba Shifcha Harufa. Shichvat Zera b'Yeshidish and Shichvat Zera b'Sota. There's three times that the Torah mentions Shichvat Zera as a full bia. One is Shifcha Harufa, like we saw. One is in the case of adultery, and one is the case of Sota, that the claim is that there was Shichvat Zera. Why? Shifcha Harufa Mekadamran. As we said, to tell you that that's the only case of Chai V'Lavin where you need Gemar Bia. De'Yeshidish, why? Prat L'Meshamesh Meit. So it's there to tell you that if you have adultery but with an organ that's not functioning, then it doesn't count. That's why it says Shichvat Zera. It doesn't have to be because we know Hara is enough, but it has to be the ability of Zera. That only works according to the opinion that says that if somebody has relations with Arayot, with a essentially non-functioning organ, then you're Patur. But there are opinions that say you're Chayav just for the contact. Necrophilia is out. Since after she dies, she's still called She'er. She's still called your kin, as it were. And that's why you can't marry her mother, etc., after she dies. So maybe, as odd as it sounds, maybe there's still a violation of adultery. Kamash Malan, that Shechvat Zera is there to say, but she's dead. Now, the Sota Lamali, why in the case of Sota do we need Shechvat Zera? Chanatan, Shechvat Zera, Patla Devar Acher. It's excluding Devar Acher, meaning that the husband's warning to the wife, which is an inherent, an integral part of the process of Sota, only is meaningful if it's Zera Shechvat Zera, not something else. So, my Devar Acher, what's the Devar Acher? Rav Sheshet, Patla Shekinei La Shalokadarka. He says, I think that you're having Bia Shalokadarka with this guy, and I'm warning you against it. That doesn't count. I'm like, Rav, Mishkavei Shakti. Rav quotes, as he quotes often, Mishkavei Isha, which in the context of Mishkav Zachor, tells you that is a basic principle that Bia Shalokadarka is like Bia Shalokadarka. Ella Amarav, probably Shekinela Derech Evarim. That the guy said, I think that you're messing around, fondling, etc. So I'm like, Abai Pritzuta Asur Rachmana. The Torah never prohibited that. That might be Rabbanan. So how can the Torah then address that as a proper kinui? Alam Abaye, probably shekinei la b'neshika. Neshika meaning direct genital contact without penetration. So nehan. So in other words, the husband said, "That's what I suspect you of doing, and I'm warning you against it." Ha nechad manu harazu achnasat tara. That works according to the opinion that ha'ara is actually some entry, in which case neshika is less than that. Elamanda mar zunashika ma'ikal amemra. But if he'ara is actually just the contact, then that means this is considered full bia already. So what's excluded? Le'olam l'shekinela derech evarim. Let's go back to where we were before, that the warning was against what we call fondling, and your claim that that is something that is simply pritzut ba'oma can be countered as follows. The Torah was concerned with the husband's kpeda, what the husband doesn't like. Even though it may not be a formal prohibition, nonetheless, the husband is definitely unhappy about that sort of contact going on. His wife is being intimate with another man, even if not with full contact. And so therefore, I might think that it would work for the Sota process. So, Kamash Malan, that it is not sufficient. Okay, one last piece is the exact discussion about He'ara. Mashmuel He'ara is Zona Shika. He says He'ara is just the direct contact without actually penetration. Mashal Adam Shmaniach Etzbo'al Piv, just like putting your hand on your mouth, E'ev Shashto Yidchok HaBasar, it pushes something down. So here, there's been some impression made. So according to this report, Rabbi Yochanan said, what's Gemar Bia? Gemar Bia is just any sort of entry of the top of the organ. That we have this brayta that says that Shichvat Zera and Shifcha Harufa means you're only chayev when it's a full Bia. So my love meruki, doesn't it mean when full entry? No, meruka tarat means that the top part has gone fully in. But Rav Dimi came with a different report of Rav Yochanan. Hara zu achnasat tara. Hara is when the top part goes in, which is, that's not called gemar bia. Amrule, Rav Yochanan lo amar achi. Rav Yochanan reported differently in Rav Yochanan's name. Amar lahu, o iu shakrai o ana shakrai. One of us is lying. In other words, there's no way to reconcile them. But Rav Dimi is actually going to come up supported. Kiata Ravina. Ravina always has the most trustworthy reports from Tveria. Amar Rav Yochanan, hara zu achnasat tara. Same thing as Rav Dimi. He certainly disagrees with Rabbi Rachana's report. Who says he disagrees with Shmuel, who says the Ara is just Nishika? Well, it could be Nishika, it could be Rabbi Yochanan meant is from the first point of contact until the top goes in, that's the Ara. Harakarila. But here we're going to close the books on that. Now we have a fourth report in Rabbi Yochanan's name. So what's the Ara? Only when the Atara is actually in. What's Gemar Biyah? Really full Biyah. Anything earlier than that is just Nishika and doesn't count. There's no culpability. I said no violation. There's no liability for the violation. And there's no question now that this is at odds with Shmuel's take on the stages. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with a further analysis of the end of the first Mishnah, and then on to our analysis of the second Mishnah, which was included in with the first. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.